time, the universe would appear to begin its expansion at a minimum radius.
English astrophysicist Stephen Hawking, one of the most brilliant minds today, is working to solve the great mysteries of the cosmos.
An increase in size by a factor of at least a million, 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 million times in a tiny fraction of a second.
But this restless imagination is trapped in an immobile body. Hawking has Lou Gehrig disease, a degenerative neuromuscular disorder. He can neither talk nor move any part of his body except for some slight motion of his head and fingertips. Yet telecommunications technology has allowed him to share his theories of the universe with people around the world.
I should explain that I communicate with the help of a computer and a speech synthesizer. This allows me to select words from lists on the screen by pressing a switch in my hand. When I have built up a sentence, I can send it to the speech synthesizer. On the computer, I run a program written by Walt Woltus of Words Plus Incorporated.
The program that Stephen Hawking